Hello, everyone. Radical Russ here at the National Cannabis Industry Association Oregon Caucus, and here we are caucusing. I ran into Bernadette. Bernadette, tell folks about yourself and what you're doing in the cannabis industry.
Well, I have a background of over 15 years of medical sales, mostly in the OR, but includes pharmaceutical sales as well. And I'm looking to very quickly come on board with a company where we're going to be really going at physicians, trainers, in a way that's very clinical and really taking cannabis, particularly for athletes, as not this black market street drug that they have to be afraid of or, you know, management has to worry about, but something that they'll know what's happening, they can see the benefits of it, it will be right there in the training rooms, and it will be, you know, change the whole nature and face of cannabis, particularly with athletes.
Yeah, and that's going to get us a lot of attention from people that don't normally follow the medical cannabis industry or what's going on in that respect. We've seen Gridiron Cannabis Coalition with football, and now we're seeing NBA players like Cliff Robinson we've been talking about. How exciting is this for the players? Have you got to talk to some of them about this?
Yeah, we certainly have, and you know, each one of the leagues in some small way or another is really starting to come around and say that instead of making this something that we're fining and we're keeping our players off the court or off the field, maybe we can find ways that this can really enhance their lifestyle and keep them playing. And let's be honest, most of the general public does not know how many nanograms per kilogram of body fat and THC are there. So there are things like the NFL has recently increased the standards of which they will have allowable THC in their players. NHL does not test at all for players. So we're looking to make those kind of changes in other professional sports leagues.
That's fantastic. And you seem to come from a business background. As a woman in the cannabis industry, do you find that it's a little more welcoming to women, especially in the executive or the management levels?
You want me to answer that honestly?
Yeah, of course, absolutely.
Well, let me tell you, actually last week I was just up in Seattle with Eden Labs. That's AC Braddock is the CEO. Her director of sales happens to be a woman. They were going on a Weed of Women retreat at Orcas Island. I thought, this is a great opportunity. What a wonderful company. There's a lot of women that are there. And so there's definitely an element of that. But, you know, sometimes there are still challenges.
Yeah.
But you know what? I think it really comes from the passion and where you come off. And, you know, listening to things like your show and being very educated and knowing it will, you know, open up doors for you and break down barriers that you might have thought existed and what was typically thought of as a male-dominated profession.
Well, that's awesome. We want to make sure we're breaking the glass ceiling, right?
Yeah. I'll smoke right through it.
That's right. So give people any contact or promotional information you'd like to give them if they want to get in touch with you or whatever.
Well, you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Camas Cannabis. That's C-A-M-A-S Cannabis. And I follow you, Russ, so I will be retweeting things that you have.
All right. Thanks, Bernadette. Let's get back to networking here at the Oregon Cannabis Caucus. Cheers.